It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we bring you the latest of property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple, and wherever you get your podcast from. Well, the year is starting to wind down, isn't it? Tuesday today, November the 14th. And what is going on in the Canberra market? Well, it's been a few weeks since we've talked about Canberra, to be fair. I see the median house price rose by 1.8% in the September quarter, reaching 1,042,000, breaking the stagnation observed in the previous two quarters. And despite the increase, the current median house price is 2.9% lower than its September 2022 peak, which was hovering around that $1,073,000. Let's bring in Jeremy Groban from Property Collective, because Jeremy, we've spoken to earlier in the year. He's in Canberra. And a very good morning to you, Jeremy. Welcome back to the Real Estate Breakfast.
Good morning, Craig. Good to be back.
Yeah, so there you go. The median's hovering around that $1 million and probably $50,000. So still not quite there, the same as last year, but you know, it's not too far off.
Yeah, you can feel the intensity has come off a little bit when we're sort of out on the streets and on auction day, with buyers being a little bit more cautious this year than they were last over time. But of course, the well-presented properties are still getting the interest.
Yep, good properties always are going to have plenty of interest. And the unit prices, in contrast to the houses, they continue to have a little bit of a decline, 0.6%, hovering around that $567,000. What have you noticed in that unit space in Canberra?
Well, across all our town centres, there has been quite a large increase in the volume of apartments. With that, I guess a lot of investors had bought in. Now, some of them are looking to get out. So we've seen a bit of an increase in the volume of apartments on the market. And of course, with that increased volume, buyers have a little bit more to choose from. So they can be a little bit more choosy about what they're looking to purchase, and even sometimes get a little bit cheeky on price.
Yeah, exactly. And I see that weaker conditions are observed in smaller capital cities like Canberra, like your Hobart and your Darwin. But Canberra being the final city to reach a price trough, it has probably the most to recover. So we'll come back. We'll continue with Jeremy to talk about the Canberra market. We'll do that in just a moment.
If you're confused about the property market, don't be. Unlock and educate yourself with the latest trending analysis and interviews.
And right now it is time for another 30-second property tip as we take you to Chris Ryan there in Cootamundra. And good morning, Chris. What have you got for us?
Yeah, g'day. Thanks. So I just wanted to chat through pre-approval. And the most important thing for purchasers to consider when buying their home is to ensure that their finance is pre-approved. It's important so they know their limit. It allows you to understand your budget and avoids you from that heartbreak when you fall in love with the house but you can't afford it. It gives you a competitive advantage. Sellers favour pre-approved buyers as they know that they're serious and they can close a deal quickly. And it's a smooth process. The pre-approval streamlines the buying process and reduces stress throughout. So being pre-approved will put you ahead of other buyers in the market. And when you find the right property, you can jump on it quickly.
Yeah, just how much of a problem was that with the changing cash rate? And of course, you know, banks were sort of shifting the goalposts. Were you seeing people having to go back and renegotiate their pre-approval?
Yes, often, which would then drag out, and then the vendors would get frustrated and another buyer would come along potentially with cash, and those initial buyers would probably have to drop away.
Explore new property destinations where you could live with exclusive interviews covering real estate news and market insights. It's the Main Centre forecast.
And around the country, let's have a look at it. First, we go to Sydney, mostly fine and sunny. A little bit of cloud around, a very low chance of some rain, 27 for you. Melbourne, very, very cloudy with 18. Brisbane, you'll see the sunshine with 30 degrees. And in Perth, cloudy with sunny periods and your high today of 29 degrees. having a look at the CoreLogic Research monthly housing charts. Some more information this morning from that. It tells us that the median days on market for property sales trended slightly higher nationally over the 3 months to October, resting at 30 days, and sellers are offering less of a discount on their properties, with the median vendor discount nationally at minus 3.6% in the 3 months leading up to October. And this is interesting, new listings in the 4 weeks to November the 5th have totaled almost 44,000 nationally, and that is up by 10.2% compared to a year ago. So that is trending upwards, but it is down by 5.4% compared to the previous 5-year average. Well, if you're celebrating your birthday for today, November the 14th, actor Patrick Warburton is celebrating with you. He is turning 58. Actor Josh DeMille is also on the birthday calls. He's turning 50. And it is King Charles's birthday today. He's turning 74.
Remember, we are not a real estate company. We are 100% all about increasing your awareness and knowledge for buying and selling properties.
And we are back on your Real Estate Tuesday around Australia, talking property as we do. And we have Jeremy Groban with us from the Property Collective in Canberra. And what sort of a year have you had there, Jeremy? I believe that maybe it's been a little bit on the patchy side.
Yeah, if we look back over the last 6 months with all the listings across the board from our agents, that word comes up quite a bit. We've had good properties with a lot of interest, and then equally good properties in certain areas not get that same level. And we are scratching our heads a little bit as to why. Some of the reasons could be with our buyers. Again, they've got a little bit more to choose from, especially in the last month or so, and they do need a little bit more nurture to get them to make an offer and to get interest in the properties.
Okay, and what about the highs for 2023? What are some of your highs throughout the year?
So I've been able to call a few auctions for my colleagues, and what we've noticed is the first home buyer market is still very strong. So especially the 3-bedroom properties in the suburbs, there is the stamp duty exemption up to $750,000. So any property that we've put a price guide around that $700,000, where you're usually averaging 5 to 10 bidders with lots of young couples and young professionals looking to enter the market.
And what about the lows? Have you got a couple of lows that you can share in terms of the Canberra property market?
Yeah, unfortunately for some of those investors who did buy units, they are sitting on the market a little bit longer than we'd all like, with the average days on market for units at around 61 days. There are some that have been on the market in excess of 4 to 5 months. And again, just because the excess supply, buyers do have a little bit to choose from.
Yeah, so let's just talk about those buyers, because last week, as we know, we had the RBA put the cash rate up. So I think as a result, buyers are definitely becoming just a little bit more on the picky side, because why wouldn't they be? Because there's payments to be made here in terms of mortgage. So how are you finding all of that in the shakedown with the RBA?
It has come up as a conversation, especially at the front door of the property, with once it's in the news about those rate rises, the buyers are sort of, they're very quick to tell us, look, this is my hard limit of what I can spend. And so we have to sort of dig a little bit deeper. And sometimes it's even asking them if they've had a few, if they're speaking to, you know, a couple of brokers to get a second opinion, essentially. But it does put a bit of stress on the offers that they can make.
Now, you're calling the auctions there in Canberra. We've been using, probably over the last month, well, not me personally, but some of the real estate agents are saying that FOMO is starting to creep in. One of the great indicators with FOMO is at auction time. So are you seeing any of that in your local market when you're calling these auctions?
Yes, and I've noticed especially the agents who are really speaking with the buyers and helping them with that process, explaining how auctions work, are getting the better results. There's so much involved in the preparation of buyers for those auctions. And you're right, the fear of missing out is certainly a big aspect because there's such a demand for those entry-level properties. So it's really nurturing through that process and making them feel comfortable, especially to make that first bid and also to get to the level where they need to be to buy the property.
You raise a pretty good point because I think it's really important with the preamble of an auctioneer before they get things underway, really just to sort of relax the room, relax outside wherever the auction is taking place, and just to sort of set the rules, which auctioneers tend to do. But the really good auctioneers are the ones that are able to just talk to people that are there and say, okay, this is how we're going to do it. These are some of the points about this property, and just kind of set the tone. Is that something that you sort of look to do?
Absolutely. We do it several times a week, remembering that buyers are doing this maybe once every 7 to 10 years. So it's quite a peak moment for them. So to put them at ease, I always like to introduce myself to the bidders to make sure they're a bit comfortable and just make it a bit more conversational. We're in a very strong market. I did notice that some auctioneers could be a little bit more forceful because there was the competition and it was more of a business transaction, whereas now it's that bit more of a nurturing process to get the bidders to feel comfortable and to sort of get them up to the level we need them to be at.
Yes, nurturing. That's Jeremy Groban in Canberra. He's a nurturing auctioneer. I think that's so important. And what about a bump in the listings, Jeremy? Is that something that you're starting to see?
Yeah, as we do the run up to Christmas, of course, the last couple of weeks especially have seen a bit of a spike in the listings with about 250 properties a week in the last few weeks coming on the market, which is just slightly up from average. And that's with the intention of getting them exchanged before Christmas, which leads beautifully into next year when some settlements occur so the sellers can move on and buyers can move on in and set themselves up nicely for 2024.
Yes, it's all about 2024. Okay, so that's the real estate side. Jeremy, we were talking yesterday with Warren about the Beatles. What's your favourite piece of music? Have you got a favourite band?
I sure do. I'm a massive U2 fan.
You've seen them?
I have, yes, 4 times in concert over the years.
Yeah, U2, they're such a powerhouse, aren't they?
I love them. The way they reinvent their music, they're currently doing a residency at the Sphere in Las Vegas. So they're in their early 60s and they just don't seem to slow down.
Look at the Rolling Stones, they're hovering around 80 and they ain't slowing down. And if somebody was to say to me, what's my favourite band? My top three, Queen, the Rolling Stones and David Bowie, but there's only really a cat's whisker separating all three. I mean, I've seen them all.
Nice. Good selection there.
Yeah. Definitely. All right, mate. Well, you have yourself a terrific wind-up for 2023 and a bit of a break, hopefully at the end of the year, and crack on into 2024 in your Canberra market.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
This has got the potential to peak its way back up again.
Well, we've already seen most of the price losses from last year reversed now. I think the national price index is about 0.5% off its all-time highs, but it's been supercharged. It's on steroids in the last few months, and that's because of this genuine and very real concern about an undersupply of property. And this is unprecedented. It's quite frothy. It's quite speculative in nature. Property prices are, in my view, at least 20% overvalued. Now, I think they're going to remain expensive over the next 3 to 5 years because of this undersupply. The market looks strong, but often when any market, whether it's a financial market, an asset market, when it looks its strongest is actually when it's most vulnerable. And I do fear that we're going to have a very difficult year next year in the residential property sector.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.